AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks the city met the challenge when a big snowstorm hit the city.
Things in most of the city are pretty good now. We still have some areas that we have to do a lot more work on, but we've come through it pretty well.
On ABC's This Week, de Blasio says there is a lot to clean up.
I have to emphasize, people are going to have to stay off the streets. There's not a travel ban anymore, but the smart thing to do is stay off the streets so our sanitation workers can do their job.
More than 26 inches of snow fell in Central Park. A travel ban has been lifted in Baltimore. In Washington, D.C., the city is slowly cleaning up. Some parts of the city got as much as 2 feet of snow. Daniel Baker with FlightAware.com says it's going to take a while for airlines to recover from the storm in the south and the northeast.
We are optimistic that we'll see some flights this afternoon, this evening, but it's going to be a small number of flights. For the vast majority of people who are planning to fly to, from, or within these airports today, their flights are very likely to be canceled, and the airlines are really shooting to have a better day on Monday.
At least 20 storm-related deaths have been reported. Three people died while shoveling snow in New York City. There's no reports of any significant damage or injuries from a 6.8 magnitude earthquake in south central Alaska. Andrew Sayers was in his car in Kasilof, Alaska, when the quake hit.
We didn't know what we hit yet, but we launched over this big crack in the road. And we stop and we turn around, and this crack is at least 6 inches to like a foot wide, and you could stick your arm into it. So it was a miracle we didn't pop our tires on it.
About 2 hours later, a magnitude 4.3 aftershock hit the Cook Inlet in Alaska. Competing claims in the South China Sea and China's activity there are high on Secretary of State John Kerry's agenda today. He left Saudi Arabia for Asia with stops in Laos, Cambodia, and China. He's also urging China to take a firmer stand on North Korea. This is AP Radio News. After Sarah Palin endorsed Donald Trump for president, Tina Fey returned to Saturday Night Live last night as Sarah Palin.
We turn on the news every morning and are shocked to see we're not even on it because we've been replaced by immigrants like Geraldo Rivera.
She's fun. She just says whatever she wants.
And that was Daryl Hammond as Donald Trump. The winner of the big movie prize last night at the Producers Guild of America Awards in Los Angeles was The Big Short.
So Mike Burry, a guy who gets his hair cut at Supercuts and doesn't wear shoes, knows more than Alan Greenspan and Hank Paulson.
Yeah, Dr. Mike Burry, yes he does.
The movie starring Christian Bale and Ryan Gosling had lost some Oscar traction when it failed to win the top prizes at the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards. Most members of the Producers Guild are also Oscar members. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.